Hey guys, welcome back to the 314 podcast. My name's Matt.
I'm Brady.
I'm Jacob.
And I'm Diego.
And today we got some special cookies here sent in from my mother.
Special cookies.
Yeah, we got 8 kinds of Oreos and 8 different kinds of Girl Scout cookies, and we're all here trying to taste test and see which one's the best.
Woo! That rhymed.
Yeah. So how we did this was, so we have Matt's mom, or I'm assuming it was your mom. If it wasn't, I apologize. Made these beautiful brackets for us, very pictures because we can't read.
We have trouble.
And so we fill out the brackets before tasting the cookies for what we thought was the best. And then we're going to go through, try each one, and then just like we did our last bracket, fill out a bracket on the fly. And so first we're doing the Girl Scout cookies.
Yep.
So for Girl Scout cookies, my finals came out of Thin Mints and Samoas. And I had Samoas winning.
Ooh.
Coming out.
Wow.
I love Samoas.
My final was Thin Mints and the s'mores, and Thin Mints won it out for me.
What about you, Brady?
I had Tagalongs and Samoas. I had Tagalongs win.
Ooh. I had Trefoils and Dosidos, and I had Dosidos win.
That's the worst thing I've ever done in my entire life. Dosidos
are good. Kill yourself.
So, okay, anyways.
Nobody killed themselves.
Yeah, nobody killed themselves.
Thank you.
Top left, we have Thin Mints versus Trefoils. So now we're going
to try
cookies.
So do we.
Fun fact, this is Brady's least favorite cookie.
Oh, shoot. What? Thin Mints?
Oh, I just almost bit into a tagline.
Yeah, I remember Brady doesn't like Thin Mints.
Thin Mints suck.
What?
Before pre-podcast, he said he'd shove up his ass.
Is that a Thin Mint?
Yeah.
I think it's supposed to be stuff in the middle.
No, it's a Thin Mint.
They suck.
Due to disclaimer, Brady decided he was going to take out his contacts before filming the episode, so he can't see the cookies, but he doesn't know which one's which.
That thing sucked.
That was delicious. That was not good.
That was very good. You don't like Thin Mints either, man?
Alright.
Bro.
So now we're gonna try Trefoils.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about Trefoils. They're kind of plain.
Same. Yeah.
Oh my god. This might be worse. You ever, like, have those things at your grandma's house that look like the sewing kits, but it ends up cookies? That's what those things remind me of.
Alright, well, I have Thin Mints.
Oh, I for sure have Thin Mints.
I have Trefoils.
You know what? Trefoils.
Yeah!
Thin Mints suck.
So, yeah, it was gross.
I just picture myself.
Basically, how we're doing tiebreakers.
No.
Rochambeau.
No. For Girl Scout cookies, Matt's family graciously filled out their own brackets for us.
Yeah.
And so that's going to be our tiebreaker. Matt's dad had Thin Mints, Matt's mom had Thin Mints, and...
So Thin Mints wins.
Yeah, pretty much.
Basically, but I'm not going to leave Angela out. Angela also... Oh, she put Trefoils, but you lost Angela, out by one.
Angela, I thought you had better taste.
Does Angela listen to these?
Huh?
I said, does Angela listen to these?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Angela. Thanks for being on my side.
I don't know, Angela.
So, Thin Mints moves on.
Yep.
Screw Thin
Mints. Okay. So now we have Tagalongs.
I'm just thinking, like, I'm sitting there with a glass of milk. I don't want a Thin Mint.
I don't want...
Tell me Trefoils would be better than a glass of milk.
Have you ever had Thin Mints in the freezer? You put them in the freezer and they get all cold?
No, because they're not supposed to put cookies in the freezer.
Why? Whoever told you that?
I think that's a rule.
I don't think that's a rule. Thin Mints in a freezer is good. Like, you freeze them.
That's basically just ice cream.
So next we have Tagalongs and Savannah Smiles, which one time when I was really young, because my sister and mom were in Girl Scouts, we had a whole bunch of extra Girl Scout cookies. And there was a lot of Tagalongs, and I ate so many and got sick. So I'm not going to lie. They're not at the top of my list.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Wow, that's good.
Oh, we didn't talk about... Oh, I guess it doesn't matter.
I don't eat Girl Scout cookies very much. I think I've only tried Samoas.
Really?
Yeah. Actually, no, I've tried Thin Mints. They suck.
Tagalongs are good.
Mm-hmm.
But Savannah Smiles are also good, I think.
It's debatable.
This isn't even a freaking cookie.
It's nice and...
Still good on the last one.
Nah, man.
Oh, my God. That thing sucks. A cookie should never
There's
taste
no
like that.
There's no way Tagalongs gets beat.
A cookie should never taste like that, ever.
I might have to go for Savannah Smiles.
Are you kidding?
Tagalongs.
Tagalongs, bro.
The decision of my life.
Is it?
You tell me tagalongs. You tell me that lemon cookie would change your mind. I was gross.
Well, yeah, the original lemon cookies were good, man.
Just so you know, your mom likes Savannah Smiles, Matt.
Wow.
No, your dad likes tagalongs.
I'm pretty sure that's what he had winning.
Good old Jimbo.
I feel like when I like this cookie, it tastes like lemonade in my mouth.
Well, I'm with Matt's mom. I love Savannah Smiles. Oh, but tagalongs move on. Okay. Why are you doing
this? Say so.
I'm fingering the air with your
tongue. So next, we have a powerhouse, Samoa's. Versus Dosey-Dos.
I don't like coconut, but these are good.
Yeah. They're very good.
Dad, I hate coconut. Oh, God.
Oh. I love Samoas.
I really don't want to put this in my mouth.
I forgot how good they were, man.
Mm.
Do I have to put it in my mouth?
Yeah, you have to.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can I just put my tongue on it?
No.
You have to take a big old bite. I hope nobody on here doesn't like listening to people like eat food. I feel like that'd be really unfortunate.
Alright, I got a winner.
I haven't even tried the Dosey-Do yet.
Yeah, I haven't either. What the hell, Brady? You're going too fast here, man.
Well, it's not good.
Oh, God, that's terrible. Oh, God, I hate it. Water. God. And it's stuck in my teeth because it's all chewy.
Oh. I don't like Dosey-Dos. Mm-hmm. Not my cup of tea. Bottom of the bracket, most likely.
Sorry, Diego. I'm voting Samoas.
I'm also voting Samoas.
Those are so good.
No, Samoas all the way.
I mean, obviously Samoas won. I like going back to these brackets. They took so much time to fill out these brackets. I feel like we can't just
go off. I don't think it took that much time.
Angela liked Samoas.
Yep.
Your dad liked Dosey-Dos.
Nice.
Really?
Jimbo. Wow, Jimbo. And your mom likes Samoas.
Yep.
So.
Yep, yep.
So hey, if anyone listening to this wants to send us food to taste test, 191.
No.
Columbus, Ohio, 43210.
Okay.
Do you think anybody listening to this is going to rob us?
Room 314.
Okay. That's the 314.
Yeah, sure.
We're,
I don't know. I
if
feel
you
like
come
you
on the weekends,
address.
Most of us are never here.
I guess it's not our
it's
house.
It's not our address.
It's not our house.
It's basically like a business here.
You can repeat it. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
All right. 191 West Lane Avenue, Columbus, Ohio.
43210.
Room 314.
At Dracket Tower.
Hence the
Dracket Tower
podcast. Okay, so next we have s'mores and Toffee Tastic.
Oh, God.
My s'mores.
And so.
Not going to lie, this is going to be an easy dub.
I like s'mores. I don't know if I've ever tried the toffee. I'm not a big toffee guy.
Wow, that's very authentic.
What would you eat?
Which one of you ate?
S'more. Feels like just came from the fire. That's a good cookie.
Yeah, I know. Toffee's disgusting.
Yeah, no, the s'more's pretty good.
Oh, God, I don't want to try this. I hate this one now.
No, I don't like toffee.
You try it?
I'm looking forward to this s'more. Yeah, I tried. It's disgusting.
Oh. God,
I gotta put it in my mouth.
Yeah, no, it's not that good. No.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Yeah, no.
No, that's enough for me.
I
don't
think I cracked bones when I ate this.
No, s'mores.
This looks like you got a bunch of sand together in the desert and, like, ate it.
Yeah. And then, yeah.
S'mores gets
this
easy,
like,
dub.
In World War II, when everyone had to ration food, this is what they fucking came out with. This is, like, the bare minimum of what they're going to make a cookie with.
That was gross.
Like, little Jimmy's going hungry. What can we give him? It's this toffee. Toffee cookie.
Sorry, little Jimmy.
All right, well, I'm assuming s'mores moved on.
Yeah, that one's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually,
I would be highly surprised if any of your family members picked Toffee Tastic.
I would, too.
I could see Jimbo picking Toffee Tastic.
Oh, no. My God.
Did he do it?
No, Angela picked Toffee Tastic. Wow.
I'm not mad.
I'm
just
not gonna lie. I'm shocked.
I don't care.
I'm not gonna lie.
I'm shocked. Okay. Anyway, s'mores is on. Now, see, we've tried all of these, but I left half of it to try again, just in case I.
Oh some. Shoot! Yeah. Then.
Oh, it's probably a good idea.
I ate one of these, but I don't remember which one it was.
You don't have to. I imagine it's in your brain.
No, you have
so
to.
It's thin mints versus tagalongs, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I still have part of the cookies left.
Thin mints and tagalongs. I'm not even gonna eat my thin mint because they suck. I'm
well,
not
have
to get
to.
Done. I don't know where it's at.
Right there.
Oh my God. It tastes like toothpaste.
Good toothpaste.
Colgate.
Versus tagalongs.
We're not sponsored by Colgate. But if Colgate would like us to, By all means.
I ate all my tag along.
Alright, I'm ready.
I vote tag alongs.
I vote thin mints.
Thin mints.
I'm a tag along.
Oh, God.
Gosh. Alright.
Well, it's because thin mints suck. That's just all I gotta say about it.
I bet you tag alongs comes out in front of this one.
Yeah, Matt's mom had thin mints going to the finals.
Oh, okay.
No!
Matt's dad had tag alongs going
to the best, Jimbo!
It all comes what down to Angela.
Oh my god.
Angela picked. Oh, okay, wait, hold on. She had trefoils and tagalongs to pick trefoils.
Okay, well, tagalongs made it further.
Yeah. Tagalongs to make it further.
Yes!
Put tagalongs.
Nice job, Angela and Jimbo.
Nice.
Good work. Thin mints suck. They're so bad.
They're not that bad.
Oh, okay. Now we got the Samoas and the S'mores.
I'm Samoa Joe.
Not gonna lie, this is kind of a hard one.
Best at beat me.
It's not a hard one. I'm ready.
We gotta try it. Right.
Diego
try
doesn't like the coconut.
I'm not ready.
I'm ready. I was born ready.
No, I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
I didn't need to try this.
He had
Samoas.
He had one.
Samoas.
Samoas, bro. I changed.
I'm a S'mores kind of guy.
Well, now we're down to the final. Tagalongs versus Samoas.
I vote tagalong.
Samoas.
I'm tag along.
I'm also tag along.
Oh, okay. Well, can I check the tape?
I know my dad had tag along.
What do you mean? We all voted tag along.
Oh, no, I didn't. I voted Samoa.
Except you.
Well, yeah.
We don't care about one person.
Well, Jimbo doesn't like.
Oh, look at that. Brady got everything right but one. It's whatever. Because thin mints suck, but everyone else likes them for some reason.
It is whatever. That's exactly
and Angela right. picked Samoas to go all the way, so. I know in my heart Samoas won.
Well, I didn't. But just didn't. Straight up.
Yeah, Tagalongs won. They suck. It's okay, whatever.
Tagalongs do not suck.
Tagalongs are bad.
Let me toss my smoke. It's just so good.
Oh, yeah. All right, so now we're moving on to the Oreos.
This is going to be a little bit harder because I feel like we're going to have a little more debate on this one.
Yeah.
I'll know.
I thought the Girl Scout cookies would be straightforward, but it was anything but.
I'll know to start eating less of them at a time. That's my
Yeah,
bad.
Same. So.
Wait. I got a question for you guys.
Yeah.
The cookie or the cream?
Both. Drop it together.
No. What do you prefer?
I like the cream, not gonna lie.
The cream's the best part. It's just given.
Yeah, but the cream, you can only eat so much cream, but that can get stomach.
You know what I mean.
You gotta have the cookie.
That's why you just...
Don't Brady just waved the censorship finger. No.
None of that stuff here.
Let's not continue on that.
Alright, so... My final two in the Oreo cookie bracket is the golden and then the double stuffed Oreos. And then I had double stuffed Oreos winning.
Mine was the exact same thing as Matt's.
Mine was the golden and the double stuffed, but I had the golden winning.
You know,
mine was the golden
and
the regular Oreo.
Which one won?
With the regular Oreo winning.
Oh, wow.
Double stuffed is better than regular. It's just a given.
Yeah. Well, so now we gotta go in. And really try these bad boys out, see if anything changes.
Oh boy. Yeah.
So, first we have golden Oreos versus lemon Oreos.
The lemon Oreos are the ones that are, like,
they're thin. But don't eat the salted caramel, because they're also thin.
Oh boy.
Wait, which ones?
Oh, the lemon.
No, the lemons aren't thin.
Oh, my bad. Yeah. So, lemon and just the regular? Oh my god.
Really? I can't.
You can tell the difference.
Yeah, I can see.
Lemons are thicker.
Yeah, and it's.
I'm going golden first.
I'm going golden first.
Oh, that's gross.
That's not.
The lemon's gross.
Golden is delicious. Always.
Yeah, no, the golden's really good. Not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Brady, you can't just lick the cream off. You have to eat the whole thing.
It was just a boat. Yeah, they're definitely better. Do you guys like lemon ice cream?
Mm. Nope.
What?
Some people I know like lemon ice cream. And
that's a thing?
Actually,
like a sorbet.
I think Kelsey loves lemon ice cream.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Kelsa. If you want to send us food, go right
there. Send us some Alaskan food to try, Kelsa.
Give us different kinds of jerky.
Yeah.
There you go. We'll do a jerky.
You can give us reindeer.
Moose.
Bear. Fish.
Bear jerky.
I'm sure they all make good jerkies.
Alright, well, so, I think we all know golden.
The golden is the clear winner there. Not gonna lie.
Don't ever get lemon Oreos. They suck.
The lemon, I like the lemon.
Right? Oh, they're alright.
I'm not gonna like this next one.
So now, here's this bottom left. It's salted caramel versus coconut.
Such
and I've never had either of
these. I haven't had either.
And they're both thin.
Intriguing flavor.
So they must be healthy for you.
We should start with the salted.
They're both thin because they're bad. Yeah,
start with the salted
caramel. They want to give less salt,
too. Yeah, they want to give less so that way you don't throw up after dinner.
Okay, so salted caramel.
Yep.
Oh, God. I don't want to put it in my mouth.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Wow.
I'm surprised.
That is pretty good.
Diego?
I need more.
This man is afraid to put it in his mouth. He literally took a little nibble of it.
Of the salted caramel?
Yeah.
Oh, here's a question. Is it caramel or caramel? Caramel.
Depends how you spell it. There's different ways to spell it.
What? Okay, but are these salted caramel Oreos?
No, they're caramel.
These are caramel.
Yeah, they are.
Caramels are the candy, and caramels is the flavor.
Oh. Well, it says caramel on the thing. Because yeah. You can spell caramel C-A-R-M-E-L. All
right, are we trying the coconut one now?
I guess.
Yeah. Hey, Matt, you gotta keep eyes on Diego. Make sure he actually tries it.
Yeah.
So bad.
All right, toast to coconut. No, Brad, you have to eat the whole cookie.
I eat
Eat the whole cookie in case it wins.
Psych. Oh, why is it, like, tangy?
It's,
I don't taste like coconut, and that's a good thing.
It's not as bad as I thought it was going to be, not going to lie.
No.
Oh, God.
Oh, goodness. I don't know why I'm getting, like, lemon. Maybe it's got lemon in my mouth.
Oh,
God.
It almost tastes like a s'more to me more than coconut.
Yeah. It tastes like a Samoa.
It does.
It does taste like a Samoa.
Then it tastes...
This is honestly...
That wasn't too bad.
It wasn't.
But the salted caramel ones were good.
Yeah, salted caramel's better.
I agree with that one.
Screw the coconut.
That's Diego. Diego, what do you think?
I'm voting for the coconut.
Okay, that's
fine. What? I'm just kidding. It's the biggest lie of my life.
Well, so now we have to clash the Titans.
So
the
is there classic. Actually a taste difference between these two?
No.
No, it's just basically...
It's just a regular Oreo versus a double stuffed Oreo.
I don't know why we put these
to
up.
Be honest, look at these, Brady. First. These don't look any bigger than each other.
I can't see.
Yeah, they do. There's definitely more, like...
Okay, that one's birthday cake.
There's definitely more stuff than the
crap, I
stuff.
Forgot one was birthday cake.
The birthday cake's pretty thick.
It smells like birthday cake. It literally smells like birthday cake.
I can't smell anything, guys.
You will definitely smell it, bro.
Oh, this is birthday cake.
Yep.
Okay.
There you go.
Ah.
All right, so just the regular Oreos here.
Yeah.
Oh, I already ate my regular Oreo. I'm on the double stuff.
Always good.
Yeah, I mean, it's classic.
Oh, that's easy.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, because you're a cream guy.
I am a cream guy.
That's for sure easy. I'm.
Can I get that? I like a plaque. I'm a cream guy.
I'm the cream guy.
You like cream, don't you, boy?
No.
You said you like cream.
He asked it weirdly.
Well, I am voting for the regular Oreos.
Double stuffed.
That's gay.
There's nothing wrong with that, though. There's nothing wrong with being gay.
I mean, it's the best cookie ever, so clearly it can't be.
All right. Well, here you go.
This might be a hard one, too. I mean,
no, it's not.
Diego hates coconut. Sure? Brady hates mint. It's mint Oreos.
Wait, Brady, you
hate
mint?
This is just mint and chocolate, yeah. They don't go together.
Mint Oreos versus birthday cake.
Like, look at the packaging. There's a freaking mint leaf on it.
I've also never had either of these.
The
mint looks a little intimidating. I don't like how green it is.
The mint's not that bad.
Oh, it's so strong.
Do you have something against leprechauns?
It smells like, don't eat. Oh, he already ate it.
Me?
Yes, you.
Why? I won't fall.
It smells like a tube of toothpaste.
Yeah, it does.
I'm going in, boys.
Colgate toothpaste.
Colgate. Sponsor us. We'll try your toothpaste and recommend them. Oh my gosh, it's so gross. Oh gosh.
I don't think it's that bad.
I don't think it's that bad either.
But birthday cake. I've never had this.
Although, if we're being honest, you probably could put toothpaste on Oreo cookie and tell me it's mint.
It's gross, man.
Bro, my mouth's so minty fresh, I can go piss. Everything.
Good for you. I'm glad you're so confident.
Alright, birthday cake. I'm intrigued.
Oh, God.
I'm not intrigued. I've never liked birthday cake.
What?
Oh, no.
It tastes like a candle. Oh my god.
It tastes like a candle. I haven't even put it in my mouth yet.
That's so gross.
This is why we need a YouTube channel. Because if you guys had all seen the reaction of Brady's face.
This thing's disgusting.
Yeah, it's not as good as I thought.
No.
Not gonna lie.
It does not give a good flavor, does it?
Not really.
It kind of tastes like cream cheese.
Mm. I'm voting birthday cake.
I'm voting mint.
Mint.
Vote faster, Diego. You want to make a decision.
This podcast is going to be short as nuts already, bro. Might as well take my time.
No. We'll make something up on the fly.
We've been talking about
cookies. Like a birthday cake. Oh, yeah.
All right, so we got Rochambeau. Apparently, there's two versions of Rochambeau that we weren't aware of.
Well, I was aware of
Well, but you weren't aware of my version. Oh. It's rock, paper, scissors, but you go Rochambeau, but Brady uses where you kick each other in the nuts until someone dies.
Until someone gives up.
Ching Chang Walla.
We going?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, are we going on? Is it Rochambeau go?
Rochambeau.
It's on the bow.
It's like
on
rock, bow. Paper, is the bow. Scissors. Rock,
okay,
paper,
on
scissors.
On the bow.
Okay. You can't see my hand.
I can see your hand.
That is the that look of like cluelessness.
What do you mean? You're trying to focus. I'm trying to get in your head and see what you're gonna call.
Are you ready?
Wait.
Are you ready?
No, I'm trying to. I think I know what you're gonna call.
Okay. Ready?
Rochambeau.
Let's go, Brady.
That's whatever. I'm just.
Wait, he's on. You're on.
Oh no! Yeah,
side.
You did birthday cake.
He's on the birthday cake.
That's 2 out of 3. Best
God dang it, Jake.
What?
Best 2 out of 3.
No.
Wow.
Fine. What are you?
Wow.
You have the next one, Matt.
Yeah, I'll get the next
DK
one.
Burger King.
Huh?
Was I wrote
flame grill patties?
I wrote down BK for birthday cake. You know, it should have been BC. I didn't realize that.
Why BK?
All right, well, now we have the golden Oreos and the salted caramel.
Oh, these God, this isn't good. Even a question.
I think I've eaten too much cookies.
I've lost track of what's... I think this is gold.
Hopefully it's not lemon.
I'm ready.
Well, I've already tried mine.
The golden's really good, man.
You know, I'm just going to try the fill-in on this one, because that's the only difference.
My sister, fun fact, hates hearing people chew. So if she ever listens to this, she might possibly die in real life. So Sydney, if you're listening, I appreciate you, because I know this is torture.
That's a shame.
Oh.
Yeah. What is that? Is that salted caramel?
It's the filling.
The filling just peeled off like a sticker.
Jeez. Wow, like a fish. Not healthy.
The golden Oreos win that one for me easily.
I'm gonna have to. I'll go golden.
I was gonna say salted caramel.
I know we're going.
Yeah.
Ah man, I was going for that upset.
Really? That was not really happening.
Now we have double stuffed Oreos.
Double
the birthday cake.
The birthday cake one stuffed.
Yeah, no, it's double stuffed. We don't even need to try it over.
Alright.
Double stuffed.
Granddaddy of them all.
This is
golden versus double stuffed, which just for the fact is what I had.
Oh, that's what
perfect.
I picked, but
my so's mine.
No, you picked mint over birthday cake.
I actually didn't.
You gotta show me like I can see it.
I picked B-Date for birthday cake.
Okay. Golden versus double.
This is just a freaking preference, man. You like normal Oreos?
All of these are preferences.
No, I mean, this is big. Like,
ready.
You either buy these ones or you buy golden. It's a two.
I'm ready.
All right.
Let's go on 3-2-1. You ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. Golden.
Golden stuff. Really?
Diego didn't say anything.
I said golden.
Oh, nice. Golden's the winner.
Wow.
Perfect bracket. Give me my $1 million. Just kidding. This isn't Vegas.
But you know what cookie is better than all these? Chips Ahoy Chewy cookies.
Nope. I feel like regular cookies are better.
No. Chewy.
No, the chewy cookies are better.
I hate the chewy kind.
Well, I hate you, so.
Wow.
Also, Elmer Fudd, and I'm not Elmer Fudd. Like Elmer Fudge, maybe? Is that a guy?
Elmer Fudge.
Hang on, I can feel
it.
I think he makes cookies.
What?
What's up?
The chocolate cookies. Like the little elves.
Oh.
Is it Elmer Fudge?
The fudge strips?
It's not. It's like a...
Like the fudge strips and stuff?
No. Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
It's, oh, it's the Keebler elves. That's who makes the... Another thing. No, well, anyways, no. I'm going to give another big thank you to Matt's
I mean, we could always family. We could always do Golden versus whatever we had winning the...
Oh, shoot. Golden versus,
What was it, Taglongs?
I'm going to be golden. Honest. I'm going to be real honest. I'm not a big Oreo person.
Really? Neither am I. I'm not.
No. I'm a Pillsbury Doughy chip, chocolate chip.
I'd probably take Tagalong.
I'm going to go Tagalong.
I was going to go Tagalong as well.
Really? How's that? With the Golden Oreo?
Well, there it is.
I mean, we ought to be done. I just want to say thank you again, because we have spent the past, what, 20 minutes filling our cabinets with cookies?
Yeah, we have a ton of cookies in our cabinets now, so it's kind of fantastic.
Diego's six pack's never going to happen.
Yeah.
It is going to happen. Trust me.
You've never had one. You never are going to have one.
I have had one, and I will have it again.
Sure. You've had a six pack before?
I have had a six pack before. During soccer season? Oh, very big guy.
Nah, I don't believe it. Pictures or it didn't happen. We only take facts here at the 314 podcast. No opinions.
Even though this whole thing has been about opinions.
No. No, that's why we do this to get in the facts, to get down to the nitty gritty about what the best cookie is.
I mean, you're going to say nitty gritty.
I'll look it up. I'll look up what the internet says is the best cookie, like the best Oreo.
Well, we know Alexa. Oh, she should have been our tiebreaker.
Alexa?
Yeah, well, because Alexa likes Thin Mints.
Thin Mints.
And double stuffed. So the complete. The whole thing would be different, essentially, if we had Alexa. But.
It's not like we had a tiebreaker at the end, but.
You're going to go through either 29 different types of Oreos ranked.
There's 29 Oreo flavors.
According to Thrillist.
There's going to be crap stuff on there, like pistachio.
Let's try to see.
Oh, pistachio? Those are terrible.
Let's try to see how many of them we could name off.
Well, like, that's a big list.
That, nah. Yeah, that feels. I don't know. Was that a mega stuffed Oreo?
I've seen. Yeah, there are mega stuffed.
Hot and spicy cinnamon. That's
what?
We'll go to the top 10.
There's got
to
be pumpkin spice in there.
I'll go to the top 10 and see what you guys can
There's
guess.
Definitely like a Halloween one.
Top 10?
Yep.
Golden
Oreo. Is only... Wait, go back up. Go back up.
Golden's number 11.
What? Right.
What's number one?
Number one...
Is it the regular?
Cinnamon bun.
Whoa.
That sounds like world-breaking.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll just tell you the top 10. Number one is cinnamon bun. Number two is Oreo minis.
Oh.
Red velvet. Thing.
Oh, I love you.
Golden birthday cake.
Oh, no.
Peanut butter.
What?
Double stuff. Golden double stuff.
Ooh.
Chocolate There's hazelnut.
Golden double stuff?
Oreo thins. And heads or tails double stuff.
What is that?
Heads or tails is one chocolate cookie and one white cookie.
Oh, that's crazy.
Bit of both worlds, huh?
Bit of both worlds, eh?
Oh, shoot.
What was I going to ask you?
Mystery Oreos. That's disgusting. What's in
Where does the original Oreo fall on this list?
I'll go back to it.
I'm going to guess 17.
I'm going to guess 20th. It's nothing special about it.
Well, 16th is original.
Ooh, that was close, Diego.
What's the last? The worst.
Yeah, what is the worst Oreo?
Chocolate cream Oreo thins.
Really?
That doesn't Mega Stuffed is 28.
Mega
What's wrong with Mega Stuffed? Too much cream, not enough cookie?
Yeah, that's what it says.
Mystery Oreo? That
sounds terrible.
Yeah, that's not
I don't want mystery Oreo cookies.
So,
so it tastes like Fruity Pebbles. The cream does.
Huh.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Look up the best Girl Scout cookie.
There's some very strong opinions on those. Just,
I feel like it's gonna be Thin Mints.
I don't want to know the healthiest.
Why would we want to know the healthiest Losers? Here?
Definitely tree flails. They're just shortbread cookies.
You're gonna. There's 20 different Girl Scout cookies.
I bet you I can eat all of them.
I bet you couldn't.
Seriously?
Maybe Number 20 is mango creams.
Nope, couldn't name all.
Apple cinnamons, why is that so low? That sounds good.
But What's number one?
I'm getting there. It's a long list.
Was it clickbait?
No, it wasn't. Top five. Kookaburra is number five.
What is that?
What is that?
Crispy rice, marshmallows, caramel, and chocolate.
It's like a s'more?
I don't know.
Crispy rice.
Number four, thanks a lot. Number three, peanut butter patties.
What's a thanks a lot? Because, like, those peanut butter patties is just tag along. They have different names.
Yeah. The shortbread cookie, the bottle with a layer of chocolate, that's it. Is a thank you. Thanks a lot. Tagalongs is number three. Thin Mints is number two. And Caramel Delights / Samoas is number one.
Oh, dang. Yeah. Hey, Jimmy, do you still have your Samoa there?
Yeah.
Can I have it?
No, I think I did bad things to it.
Oh.
Oh.
Ooh.
Censorship finger.
No, I didn't do anything to it. You want it?
Yeah, I'd love it.
Here you go.
Stick it on my pinky like a ring.
Oh, no, Diego.
Oh, what'd he do to
it? I didn't do anything.
He didn't do anything.
It looked like I was gonna
lick
nothing.
This is like a... Why do you say he has a clean bite out of this, man? This is like a knife cut it.
Let me see it.
Look at it. See it?
What?
He took a really, like, little bite out of it because he didn't want the coconut.
Let me take a look at that.
Well, I took a bite.
It's gone now.
There you go. We're still talking. Right. People have to hear us talk, right? That's why I listen to you.
That's why they listen to our podcast.
Not because they're our family.
All 10 of them. Shout out to the, like, 15 people that listen to this. Thank you.
You're loyal.
When we make it big, we'll think of you.
I mean, most of them are our family, so we're going to think about them anyways.
Yeah. Also, send us podcast ideas. We'd be very thankful and give you a big shout-out.
Yeah.
Again, shout-out to my mother giving us all these cookies.
You don't have to give us anything. Just give us an idea, man.
Yeah.
We're running low. Right, Matt, you brought us in. You can bring us out if you want.
Yeah. Well, thanks for listening, guys. This is another episode of the 314 Podcast. Special thanks to my mom for all the cookies. See you guys next time.
Peace out.
Yo. See ya. Be nice to one another.